And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 1998. This is issue number 154, and I'm Fred Vobey, sitting behind the gray ATM-25 in the Sheetrock Announce booth with your magazine. If you'd like to contact us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, that's L-I-M-A, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number here in the studio is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. And if you're a member and wish to muse, that telephone number is area code 419-224-1609. Now you have all the information. Well, you don't have all the information because right now here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. Because of holiday deadlines, we only have three editions of the Switch this month. So next month, we'll have a big one for you. Let's start with reference number 419. A lot of call letter changes, including new calls being assigned to X-band stations. On 1070 WZBZ Plattsburgh, New York becomes WDOT, 1360 KKMO Tacoma, Washington changing to KZTS, 1400 WJHO Opelika, Alabama becomes WANI, 1490 WXRE in Hampton, Virginia changing to WBYM, 1510 KANS in Larned, Kansas becomes KNNS. And on 1600, a call that's been here for years, KATZ St. Louis, Missouri becomes KMJM. Well, no sooner than the FCC announced they were not yet prepared to accept call applications from the X-band, as we told you last month, they've begun accepting call applications. Here's a bunch of new calls on the expanded band. 1620, Blackfoot, Idaho will be KBLI. 1630, Iowa City, Iowa will be KCJK. 1640, Mount Airy, North Carolina, WLHJ. Also on 1640, in Lake Oswego, Oregon, KKJC. 1650, Fort Smith, Arkansas, KHFS. And 1690, Arvada, Colorado, KAYK. One application of interest on 1490 WOLF in Syracuse, New York. For many, many years, they've held a construction permit to move to 1510. Now, they are seeking a construction permit to move instead to 1090 kilohertz with 10,000 watts and a directional antenna daytime only. One grant of interest on 1170 KOWO, Waseca, Minnesota will go full-time by adding 60 watts at night. Change their antenna designator in the log to U1. Under otherness, on 740 WRWB in Harrogate, Tennessee, this silent station has returned to the air. It has been donated to Lincoln University. 1360 WKYO in Caro, Michigan, this silent station back on the air. 1370 WKFD, Wickford, Rhode Island has gone silent once again. And on 1570 WPGM, Danville, Pennsylvania has returned to the air. Moving on to reference number 420, just one call change on 1390 WVPA, Arlington, Virginia, goes back to their previous call of WZHF. Several applications of interest on 960 WJCM, that silent station in Sebring, Florida, would like to come back on the air on 1050 kilohertz with 1,000 watts daytime, 11 watts night, a non-directional antenna. If approved, that engineering will be paid for by the people at WFLA on 970 in Tampa because that will facilitate their application to increase their power to 25 kilowatts daytime, 11,900 watts night. On 1080 WNWI, Valparaiso, Indiana, they'd like to change their city of license to Oak Lawn, Illinois. On 1450 KMCA in Bernie, California, wants to move their city of license to Shasta, California. And on 1570 CKTA Tabor, Alberta, last month we told you they wanted to move to 1190. Well, that was a typo. They want to move to 1090 kilohertz. Change their city of license to Lethbridge, Alberta. In otherness, on 680 KBRD, Lacey, Washington, this silent station has returned to the air. 1230 WAYX Waycross, Georgia will never return. That license has been canceled and the call deleted as the FCC continues to not renew the licenses of stations that have been silent for more than a year. 1240 KMCL in Donnelly, Idaho. They have now moved. Former city of license was McCall. 1380 WHEW Franklin, Tennessee. This silent station back on the air. 1410 WTIM in Taylorsville, Illinois. The owners have announced that WTIM on 1410 will become silent forever now that they have started their new FM station on 97.3. 1450 WIZA Savannah, Georgia. License canceled. Call deleted. 1540 WXZE Sylvester, Georgia. License canceled. Call deleted. Same fate for 1570 WTQX in Selma, Alabama. Finally, moving on to reference number 421, these call letter changes on 710 KTZN, Los Angeles, California becomes KDIS. Guess we can all guess what that stands for. 790 WRUM in Rumford, Maine becomes WLLB. Also on 790, WLKW in Providence, Rhode Island changes to WSKO. There was an article in a local Providence paper that the call had been changed to WSCO. That is an error. The official FCC record shows WSKO. 1030 KDUN in Reedsport, Oregon becomes KLLU. 1220 WMCD, Hazelhurst, Mississippi changing to WOEG. 1250 KEZQ, Little Rock, Arkansas changing to KLIH. 1350 WDAR, Darlington, South Carolina becomes WPFM. And more call assignments to X-band stations on 1620 Atmore, Alabama, WPHG. 1630 Fox Farm, Wyoming, KKWY. 1650 Costa Mesa, California will be KGXL. This station, by the way, sort of breaks the mold for X-band stations. The FCC had a rule that all X-band stations would be 10,000 day, 1,000 night. But according to the FCC record, the Costa Mesa station will be 10,000 day, 930 watts at night. 1690, Roseville, California will be KSXX. 1700, Des Moines, Iowa will be KBGG. Also 1700, Harrisonburg, Virginia will be WEZI. Looking into otherness on 960 WBEU in Buford, Georgia, this station's license has been canceled and the call deleted. 990 WFBA, Miami, Florida. This has been a construction permit for a new station for probably 8 to 10 years. Finally, it is on the air with Spanish programming. 1130 KLSR in Memphis, Texas. This license has been canceled. As a matter of fact, the owners of the license turned in the license for their AM station. The call has not been deleted, however, because this station remains on the air on FM with the call KLSR. 1160 WKCM in Hawesville, Kentucky. This silent station has returned. 1290 KKNW Port Angeles, Washington is silent, but is expected to return to the air by the end of this year. They will relay the 1450 station in Port Angeles, KONP. 1360 KHNC in Johnstown, Colorado. This station is silent. Not because their license was canceled, but because a fire destroyed the former farm implement store that the station was housed in. KHNC's license was canceled by the FCC in May of 1997, but the station has continued to operate with its controversial ultra-right-wing programs while it's awaiting a hearing on their petition for a reconsideration of that cancellation. In the meantime, the fire has taken the station off the air. That also means on 1370 KTMG in Deer Trail, Colorado, a station that relayed the Johnstown station, is also silent. 1420 WEMB Irwin, Tennessee. They had an application to go full-time by adding 32 watts at night. Well, forget it. That application has been dismissed. 1440 KTNO in Denton, Texas had applications for synchronous transmitters in both Dallas and Fort Worth. Both those applications have also been dismissed. 1550 KQXI Arvada, Colorado could turn out to be an interesting story. For several years, they have held a construction permit to build a new four-tower transmitter site with 10,000 day and 4750 night and a U4 antenna, but this construction permit expired. Everyone assumed that since KQXI was granted a new X-band station, and since the government says that once you get an X-band station, you have to take your primary station off the air within 5 years, that this construction permit was just allowed to run out. But now KQXI has asked for a replacement of this construction permit. The question is raised whether a station can develop and then sell off a new X-band station and keep their present license and continue to operate that station past the 5-year limit, or if a standard band station can be sold and continue to operate under new ownership and avoid the mandatory 5-year rule. All this is yet to be tested. The original concept of the expanded band was to move existing stations there to clear out some of the interference that existed on the present broadcast band. If these stations are allowed to remain, of course, that's sort of self-defeating. But why a station would want to spend a lot of money to build an expensive transmitter site that would only be on the air 5 years is also an interesting question. So we're not quite sure what's going on at KQXI, but it certainly does bear watching. This could be newsworthy. And finally, on 1600 WQVL in Dover, Delaware, despite the fact that they have returned to using their old call letters, WKEN, we check the FCC's official database, and their license call is still WQVL. That'll wrap it up for this month. We'll see you in a brand new year. We hope you had a great 1997. And with the sunspot and solar flux numbers coming up, 1998 could be an interesting year for DX. So let's get ready to hit those dials. Right now, here's a guy who's hit a lot of dials in his day. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. Say, I want to start by acknowledging the tapes I've received in the past month or two. They came in from Ernie Holt up in New York and Skip Dabbelstein out in Phoenix and Tucson area. Mark Durenberger, and I guess he was back home at that point up in the Minneapolis area. Fred Volby took a trip to Michigan a month or so ago, and Camille Petrecca, she forwarded a tape from Tim Hendel back shortly after the Delaware Convention with IDs from New York State. You know, gang, all in all, we added over 50 new IDs to the Travelog collection from your help, so hey, thanks to one and all. And today, we start a whole new trip around the country, this time with our dials glued to 1460 kilohertz. Now, historically, the most power you could have on this channel in the United States was 5,000 watts. And it turns out that even today, there is no U.S. station operating with more than 5,000 watts on 1460. Now, at the very end of next month's edition, if we have a moment, we'll give you a 4-second cut, yeah, I know, of the station in Guelph, Ontario. And it's operating with 10,000 watts on 1460. And it may have occurred to you, because this isn't the only example, how come the Canadians can play you with all those high-power stations on these regional frequencies? Well, I tell you, the Historical Moments program on this tape that you're listening to right now will be explaining the whole thing. It comes from an historical agreement that we made with Canada and a whole bunch of other countries. However, that's another program, and it's time to crank up the machinery here and begin hearing how the 1460 stations all across the U.S. identify themselves on the January 1998 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Listen for another broadcast of Town Election Returns 1972 at 6:15 and again at 7:07 over WBET, AM and FM in Brockton. WBET.
And that's the only New England station operating at 1460.
Hudson Westchester Radio. WVOX, New Rochelle.
This is news for Westchester at 1. The workers...
You know, that's right down on Long Island Sound. And now a sequence of call changes from the New York State Capitol.
Good evening. You're listening to the City Beat. We're WOKO in Albany, New York. It's 6 o'clock.
That was from 1974. And then in 1990...
And welcome back, everybody. Mark O'Reilly here till 6 o'clock. Home or away, our call letters are WWCN Albany. And another chap who may be around in harnesses at the weekend. I don't know whether Jeff's turning up. Are you turning up, Jeff?
Okay, and today in the Tri-Cities...
1460 is WGNA, Albany, Schenectady, Troy.
And west along I-90.
This is WHEC Radio 14 for Rochester, New York. Much more radio where what you want to know comes first.
You know, Son John recorded that 25 years ago this month. And here's what they sound like today in the Kodak City.
Please mention WWWG when writing Larry Burkett.
Keeping you in touch, this is WWWG Rochester.
This program is sponsored by certified financial planner Doug Kemp.
Okay, and now here's an example of a mistuned satellite receiver. Just listen to the noise on the WIFI national news feed here.
This is Wi-Fi. WIFI, Florence, suburban New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Always on the right side of everything.
USA Radio Network News. This is Rick Wise. Bosnia's Muslim president brings
pretty
an appeal
bad, huh?
to the White House.
Okay, and from 1971.
WCMB, Harrisburg.
Welcome back to Beaver Stadium, University Park, Pennsylvania.
You know, that's their call sign today, but in 1991, they changed for 3 years to this.
News Talk 1460. The information you want from the people you know. News Talk 1460. WIMX AM, Harrisburg.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. Democratic Congressman John Conyers, a black member of the Judiciary Committee, says the Justice Department study of police brutality nationwide is disappointing.
Now, here's a 500-watt station just north of Pittsburgh.
Edition of Talkback. You're listening to AM 1460 WMBA Ambridge, 12 o'clock, time for news from CNN.
Now we got this WEMD station break while we were parked in Annapolis, Maryland.
1460 Radio, WEMD in Eastern Maryland. It's 1 minute before four.
And that was in 1980. And then earlier this year, on our way home actually from the Delaware Convention on the Annapolis Bridge, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
AM 1460, WCEI, Easton.
Here's a look at your mid-shore forecast. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. Some showers and thunderstorms around, the high near 80.
A little interference there, huh? Let's go southward now.
This is comprehensive news from Power Radio, WPRW, Manassas, Virginia.
And updating that ID for you.
Oh, yeah!
There were, what, three or four stations? We were listening there for WKDV in Manassas, Virginia, the only one at 1460 on the dial. Well, now next comes one of the few stations still using a dual city identification.
8 o'clock at WAKS, AM and FM, Fuquay, Raleigh.
Okay, and if they got rid of their home later on, and then without moving their towers, they changed cities a few years back.
Keeping you informed on happenings in the business world. We're Business Radio 1460, WNBR, Fuquay Varina, Cary, Raleigh.
Via satellite, I'm Steve White, and this is news on the Business Radio Network.
And 150 miles to the west of there.
Say your doghouse for only $14.99. You'll save money, Stallings.
This is the Ford Broadcasting Network. AM 1140 WRNA, China Grove, Salisbury. AM 1370 WLTC, Gastonia, Charlotte. AM 1460 WRKB, Kannapolis, Concord. And AM 1430 WDEX, Monroe,
Wadesboro.
USA Radio Network News, this is Ron Jenkins. There was a big celebration welcoming Captain Scott O'Grady back from his ordeal in Bosnia.
Okay, now look. This is the second quickest ID in the entire travelogue collection. The first, by the way, comes out of Texas. This is a station in North Carolina. You ready? Okay, now listen. Now, what he got through saying there was, this is WMXF, Laurinburg, Fayetteville. That is in North Carolina. And as I was starting to say, in 1992, they changed over to WEWO, a little more relaxed time now.
Number one band of the man from Tennessee.
WEWO, Laurinburg, Bennettsville, Maxton, the great AM 1460. And now, a WEWO news update.
Good afternoon. For WEWO Local News, I'm Ginger Harris.
Okay, Ginger. And here next is a radio voice from the western tip of North Carolina, out in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And you're listening to the Rochesters from Blacksburg, South Carolina. That's an album recorded live at Trinity Baptist Church in Asheville. It's 1 o'clock now at Southern Broadcasting. AM 1460 WHBK in Marshall. Time for USA Network News.
Well, we'll forego the news and head for the Peachtree State.
This is WAOS, Bastel, and WXEM, Buford, La Favorita.
That's Buford, Georgia, setting the scene for the Sunshine State.
Congratulations to Pat Carter, and there's more to come. We're putting the fun back into your radio. We're the oldies channel, 1460 WRQL.
WRQL, always in touch with Jacksonville.
Okay, hold your ears now, carefully. You wonder why?
Stereo, WFYV, Jacksonville.
Tyler.
Mason on C-Rock.
Coming at you this hour, Confusion. About 15 minutes away from that.
That was in 1992, and that same year they changed call signs again.
This is Headline News, a CNN network. WZNZ Jacksonville, 1460 AM, a service of Paxson Broadcasting. And now, back to more CNN Headline News.
Headline News, I'm Lynn Draw. Hillary Rodham Clinton is launching a major push for health care reform and making history at the same time.
And we go down into mid-state Florida next. This recording made from this very room I'm sitting in right now near Tampa.
No.
1460 WPAR, Bartow. Coming up on top of the hour now, 12 o'clock, noon, news time. From UPI in Washington, D.C.
UPI Radio News, I'm Larry Webb.
And up in the Florida Panhandle?
1-800-888-9999. All the best. May God bless.
This is Walton County Radio, WZEP, Dafuniac Springs, Florida, where the tradition continues.
NBC Radio News. Everyone needs to be a soldier in the battle to reform the nation's health care system, so says President
Clinton. And if we go west into Mississippi along the coast.
More information than any station on the coast. AM 1460, WGUD, Moss Point, Pascagoula.
CNN Headline News, I'm Lynn Braum. The danger may not be over for survivors.
And here's Alabama.
Stereo 1460, WPNX, Phoenix City, Columbus.
The bitter battle between Bill Clinton and Jerry Brown continues.
I'm Donna Alday on the Satellite News Network.
And deeper into Dixie.
News summary to this time this afternoon. Chuck McLean's reporting. WFMH, WFMH-FM in Caldwin, Alabama. Welcome back now to more of the afternoon music.
And in the western part of the state, not far from Memphis.
Let's promote togetherness, and I really believe that the Lord will bless us for doing this. It will develop our family relationships, and I think that we can enjoy each other's fellowship in the Lord. Well, it's 11 o'clock, and you are listening to WQCR Jackson, and so we are legally ID'd now. Keep on tuning in here on WQCR. We're quality Christian radio for Jackson and West Tennessee.
Now, there's a good announcer. That's in Tennessee, of course. And just south of Nashville.
The dial setting, 1460. The programming, all gospel. The call letters, WXRQ, Mount Pleasant, Columbia.
USA Radio Network News, this is Giles Hudson. There are reports of a shooting at a school in the tiny South Dakota town of Hosmer.
Now, if you drew a line from Nashville to Cincinnati, this next station would be just about halfway along.
We're WRVK, your hometown station, with local news, weather and sports, church and community announcements, death bulletins and obituaries. Hear it first on AM 1460, Renfro Valley Radio. Renfro Valley Radio since 1957. We're 1460 WRVK, Mount Vernon, Renfro Valley.
You know, during the 1991 Bridgeport NRC convention, we tried to tape this next station, only to find it was off the air.
In the news this hour, the House of Representatives met until the wee hours of the morning on the crime bill.
You know, that's kind of tough copy. Let me tell you, that was WBUC in Buckhannon, West Virginia. So, okay, sorry about that. That's the best recording we could get. But what do you say we move now west into the middle of Ohio State?
Torn on transport.
The voice of the Buckeyes. Sports Radio 1460 WBNS, Columbus.
CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. Traditional Easter services were held at holy sites in Jerusalem today amid tight security.
And up along the lake, just northeast of Cleveland.
With the 1460 News Service headline report, here's Tim Murphy. Tim?
Thank you, Rob. This is news service from 1460, WPVL, Painesville, Mentor, and all of Lake County.
That was back in the 1980s, and today in Painesville...
Now at 11 o'clock, AP Network News covers the world on News Radio 1460, WBKC, Painesville.
AP Network News, I'm Diane Burr. Charges of espionage at the State
Northward
Department.
Into Michigan we go. About 60 miles north of Grand Rapids is Big Rapids.
Take your place in the country along wherever you go. WBRN, Big Rapids, AM 1460.
Clinton is breaking off his Hawaiian vacation early. I'm Steve Cumming on the Satellite News Network.
And down to the Silver Dome.
This is your country, AM 1460, WPON Pontiac, and the Steve O'Brien Show.
And in 1993, the same station, the same towers, just a different city of license. And what do you say we see what these kids are up to?
Hey, here we go, top of the hour.
In fact, oh, WPON?
Wild Lake.
She's going to hit it. She's going out. She's going to buy some lotto tickets, get rip-roaring drunk.
No, I don't drink.
I know you don't. And all the guys got this ray of hope.
Oh, she gets drunk? Cool.
Okay.
Sorry.
Here's three from Led Zeppelin.
WPON.
And Wall Blank.
All right. And here comes a 2,500-watt, station in Indiana. And where is it? Well, if it were 15 miles further north, it would be in the state of Michigan.
This time coming up next at 11 o'clock here on WKAM Goshen, 1460 AM, Growing with Goshen. Top of the hour news coming up next, brought to you by Snyder's Jewelers of downtown Goshen.
USA Radio Network News, this is Polo Rice.
Okay, our final stop this month is going to be in North Vernon, Indiana. And again, where you want to know where that is? It's down in the southeast corner of the state, about 65 miles from Indianapolis.
News, weather, sports, and the greatest music of all time. This is WKRP North Vernon.
I'm Donna Alday. In the news this hour, after weeks of testimony, the verdicts are in for 11 Branch Davidians.
Okay, a little odd interference on that. Must be in an adjacent station where we were located in our motorhome when we recorded that. Because we were up north, we were not too far out of, from Dayton, Ohio when we made that recording, in fact. Well, that puts the wraps on the first part of the 1460 Travelogue for you. We're only about halfway through the collection of stations that operate at 1460 on the dial in the U.S., so if Fred lets me, I'll be back in about 31 days with another 40-plus station breaks for you at 1460, all recorded off the air during the past 20 years. Oh, say, if you would like to send some station breaks to me for the Travelogue, please, will you write to me first, just a postcard, anything you want, or email? Write to me first so I can tell you what stations I could use from your area and where you might be traveling to, perhaps. Here's my mailing address. John Bowker, and I'm going to spell my last name, B-O-W-K-E-R. The street is 1811, that's 1811, Fort, F-O-R-T, Duquesne, let me spell that, D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E, Drive, Sun City Center, Florida, 33573. I'll look forward to hearing from you. And now, from the sun coast of Florida, back to the Sheetrock announce booth in Lima. Fred?
CKLW Sports!
And Ken back here in the sports department here for the December issue. And to start out here, I want to compliment Mark Derenberger on his DX trip on the past three tapes, which I have put in a personal collection. Thought they were that good. And I also enjoyed John Bowker's Historical Moments from 1947, which I also put on another tape. Thanks to Josh Owens in North Carolina for his information, and John Sanders, wherever you might happen to be, and all others. I have all the National Hockey League and some minor league information that you need. I never did get a reply from Hockey News, even when I did send return postage, but I did get it from DX News and Barry Finkel. So let me start out here first before I get that far. And the American Basketball League for the women, it's mentioned here, the San Jose Lacers on 1220 KBPA out in California. And through the Denver Post, found out the Colorado Explosion on 710 KNUS. Now with National Hockey League and some minor league information, here we go. The Anaheim Mighty Ducks on 95.9 KEZY and 8-station network with Brian Hamilton and Pat Conacher. Buffalo, Boston Bruins, 1030 WBZ, Bob Neumeier and Andy Brickley. Buffalo Sabres on FM, 104.1 WHTT, Rick Jenneret and Jim Lorenz. AM 710, also CJRN in Niagara Falls. Calgary Flames, 660, CFFR, Peter Maher and Doug Barkley. Carolina Hurricanes, based in Greensboro, 1320 WTCK. In Raleigh on W8680 WPTF, and in Belmont, 1270 WCGC. Chicago Blackhawks, 670 WMAQ only, Pat Foley and Dale Talon. Colorado Avalanche out of Denver, 950 KKFN with Mike Haynes and Norm Jones. With a conflict with the Nuggets, they go to 104.3 KQKS. The Dallas Stars in 820 WBAP with Ralph Stranges and Daryl Rio. Detroit Red Wings, 760 WJR Detroit, plus 9 stations, Ken Cal and Paul Woods there. Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED with Rod Phillips, Morley Scott, and Sid Smith. Florida Panthers out of Miami on 560 WQAM with Chris Moore and Randy Mahler. Also on 1230 WJNO. And hockey in Spanish? Yes. 1700 X1210 WCMQ with Arlie Londano and Felix DeJesus. Los Angeles Kings on 690 XDTRA, Nick Nixon and Mike Ellison. Case Many Conflicts over to 1071 KMAX. Also on 610 KAVL and 1150 KIIS limited schedule. And again, hockey in Spanish on 1480, home games only on KWIS with Fernando Gonzalez and Rodolfo Hernandez. Montreal Canadiens in French only on 730 CKAC. Plus a 17-station network, 8 on AM and 9 on FM, with Pierre Renfray, Michel Bergeron. In English, 800 CJAD, Dino Sisto, and Pierre Maguire. And there is no network on that printed. New Jersey Devils, 77 WABC, New York, Mike Miller and Randy Valashek. Case of Conflict with football. The broadcast moves to 1560 WQEW. New York Islanders, the only team with FM only. Day games, 98.5 WMRW. Night games, 92.7 WLIR with Barry Landers and Bob Nystrom. The New York Rangers on 660 WFAN with Kenny Albert, Gary Cohen, Al Trotwig, Sal Messina, and sometimes Dave Maloney. Conflict with the Knicks, they go to 1050 WEVD. In case there's a problem there, it's 92.3 WXRK. Ottawa Senators in English, 580 CFRA only, Dave Schreiber and Gord Wilson. French, 1150 CJRC only, Michelle Longavin and Mikel Lapointe. Philadelphia Flyers, 610 WIP with Tim Saunders and Steve Coates. Case for conflict with the 76ers. It's 1310 WSSJ and also 790 WAEB. Phoenix Coyotes, 1060 KUKQ in Phoenix. Kurt Kyleback and Tom Kerber's there. 60 games on 93.3 KDKB. Also 97.9 KUPD. And Phoenix, which is the ex-Winnipeg Jets, also on 580 CKY Winnipeg, it says. The Pittsburgh Penguins on FM only, on FM, 102.5 WDVE in a small network with Mike Lang, Paul Steigerwald, and Eric Ricken. Also 1250 WTAE AM and 96.1 FM, some games with Steve Phillips there. St. Louis Blues, 1120 KMOX, Ron Jacober and Bernie Federko. Whatever happened to Dan Kelly? I guess he retired or something. In case of any conflicts, the games will go to 590 KFNS. San Jose Sharks on 105.7 KARA in a 10-station network with Dan Rusinowski and Drew Edmonds. Any conflicts go to 1590 KLIV with Eric Ricken. And a few games with 610 KFRC with Steve Phillips. Tampa Bay Lightning on 620 WSUN with Larry Hirsch and Steve Dumig. A few games will go to 910 WFNS and some to 106.3 WLVU. Toronto Maple Leafs on 640 Seahawk and a 20-station network with Joe Bowen, Marty Hebscher, and Andy Frost. Vancouver BC Canucks 980 CKNW and a 7-station network with Jim Hewson and Tom Larscheid. Washington Capitals on 570 WTEM with Ron Weber and Joe Beninetti. Now, as our time allows here, the International Hockey League, Chicago Wolves on 92.7 WCBR with Judd Surratt. Cincinnati Cyclones 1530 WSAI with John Wiedemann and Mike Barrick. Case of conflicts with the University of Cincinnati. Games go to 1360 WAZU with Bill Davidge. Home games only added there. Cleveland Lumberjacks 1220 WKNR and a 5-station network. Detroit Vipers 1130 WDFN. John Ollers and Dave Pesch. Fort Wayne Comets on 1190 WoWo with Bob Chase and Robbie Irons. Grand Rapids Griffins, 1300 WOOD, Rich Kincaid. Houston Arrows on FM 106.9 KKHT with Adam Gordon and Troy Gamble. Indianapolis Ice, 1430 WMYS Indianapolis, Ken Double. Kansas City Blades, 980 KMBZ with Bob Kaser and Don Fortune. Home games only, it appears. All others on 1490 KTOP. Las Vegas Thunder, 1460 KENO. Long Beach, California Ice Dogs, 95.9 KEZY, Brett Kurtz and Ted Sobel. Manitoba Moose out of Winnipeg, 680 CJOB, Kelly Moore and Ted Irvine. Michigan K-Wings out of Otsego, it appears, 980 WQXC and a four-station network. Milwaukee Admirals on 1130 WISN with Doug Pettit, Lloyd's son. The Orlando Solar Bears on 540 and 740, WWZN and WWNZ. Phoenix, Arizona Roadrunners, 740 KIDR with Dave Tunnel. Quebec Riffales up there, 800 CHRC. San Antonio Dragon, 760 KTKR. And it says backup WOAI, I guess when the Spurs ain't on. And the Utah Grizzlies out of Salt Lake City, 860 KAPM with Dave Harms and Dave Rekasi. And some games on 1320 KCNR. Continuing, as time permits here, American Hockey League, Adirondack Red Wings, 105.7 WNYQ, Albany, New York River Rats, 1460 WGNA, John Hennessy, Cincinnati Mighty Ducks, 91.7 WVXU, John Walton, Fredericton, New Brunswick Canadians, 550 CFNB, Hamilton, Ontario Bulldogs, 900 CHML, Hartford Wolfpack, announcer only Bob Crawford. Hershey, Pennsylvania Bears, 92.1 WNCE, Dave Mishkin. Kentucky T-Blades, 590 WVLK. New Haven Beast, what a nickname. 960 WELI, Greg DeVito. Philadelphia Phantoms, no radio. Portland, Maine Pirates, 970 WZAN, a small network, Dave Ollers. Providence, Rhode Island Bruins, 630 WPRO. Rochester Americans, some games 1180 WHAM, Don Stevens, John Bednarski, and other games 1280 WHTK. St. John Flames, 930 CFBC, Andy Wilson. St. John's Leafs, no coverage. Springfield, Massachusetts Falcons, 560 WHYN, Chris Kerber. Syracuse, New York Crunch, 620 WHEN, Joel Stern. Worcester, Massachusetts Ice Cats, 580 WTAG. This one is now the East Coast Hockey League, which covers quite a territory as time permits. Birmingham Bulls, 690 WJOX, Dave Danis. Charlotte, North Carolina Checkers, 610 WFNZ. Columbus, Ohio Chill, 920 WMNI, Jim Talamonte. Dayton, Ohio Bombers, 1290 WHIO or 1550 WDCR. Hampton Roads, Virginia Admiral, 850 WTAR, Tom Grace and Pat Shetler. Huntington, West Virginia Blizzard. Some games, a little bit of everything. 930 WRVC, 92.7 same calls, 98.7 WRVZ, Glenn Norman. Jacksonville, Florida, L. Kings, 1460 WZNZ. Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Chiefs, 850 WJAC or 1330 WADJ. Louisiana Ice Skaters, just what they need, hockey in Louisiana. 105.1 KROF on a small network with Bruce Levine and various players chipping in. Louisville, Kentucky, R. Frogs, 1080 WKJJ. The PD Pride, somewhere in South Carolina, 970 WJMX. Peoria, Illinois Riverman, 1290 WIRL or 1470 WMBD. Raleigh, North Carolina Ice Caps, 102.5 WHLQ with Mark Miller or 1290 WRMT. Richmond, Virginia Renegades, 105.7 WDYL with Andy Davis. Roanoke, Virginia Express. 960 WFIR on a small network with Tim Woodburn. Back up 910 WWWR or 990 WNRV. The South Carolina Stingray, somewhere out there, 98.9 WWBZ with Randy Page. The Tallahassee, Florida T-Sharks, 104.9 WMLO with Kyle Schulz and Corey Patterson. Toledo, Ohio Storm, 93.5 WRQN with Mark Kelly. Wheeling, West Virginia Nailers, 98.7 WOVK with Bill McLaughlin. And that'll pretty much cover it. The others are the United States Hockey League, the Continental Hockey League. That covers a little more territory. CHL, Oklahoma City Blazers, 930 WKY, John Brooks and Sean Gorman. Memphis, Tennessee, River King, 600 WREC, Dave Woloshin and Tom Stocker. San Antonio, Texas, Iguana, 680 KKYX, Tulsa Oilers, 694.1 KTHK, John Brooks. You also have the West Coast Hockey League, all on AM, by the way. Anchorage Aces, 750 KFQD, Fred Renard. Bakersfield Fog, 1350 KBID, Fred Salas. Fresno Falcons, 1300 KYNO, Brian Anthony. The Idaho Steelheads, I think out of Boise, or Idaho Falls, 1340 KTIK with Rob Simpson and Bart Hall. Phoenix, Arizona Mustangs, 1190 KMYL, Dave Tunnel. Reno, Nevada Rage, 1450 KOZZ, Steve Flynn. San Diego Gulls, 1170 KCBQ, Ron Oaks and Chris Ello. Tucson, the Gila Monsters, 1490 KFFN, Mike Jackson. And the WPHL, all AM, Amarillo Rattlers, Texas, 1440 KPOR, Austin Ice Bats, 1300 KVET, Central Texas Stampede out of Temple, 1400 KTEM, El Paso Buzzard, 600 KROD, New Mexico Scorpions near Albuquerque, 1050 KNML, and the Waco Texas Wizards, 1230 KWTX. Enjoy the hockey. Have yourself a good holiday season. And we'll talk to you in 1998 with fresh material. Bye-bye.
Music, wonderful music, on KABL in San Francisco.
If you're having some kind of gathering in the near future, feel free to request some sample copies of DX News Magazine to be distributed to those in attendance. There's plenty of DX News magazines available, and we can also supply some DX audio service tapes as well. All we ask is that you distribute them only to interested people because of the cost involved in the tapes and the magazines. Contact Paul or myself for more information. And speaking of information, we're still looking for questions from you, the membership, about questions that you might have about membership. What we're looking for is anything that you feel is unclear, perhaps some policy issues, anything that you would like refined. Please send those questions to us here at the DX Audio Service as we're putting together a membership booklet, which will be available and pretty much tell you everything you might want to know about the DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club. So get those into me real quick right now. Also, some publications we're working on is a book entitled Getting Started in Medium Wave DXing. We hope to have that out in a few months. It's going to be a very informative book about DXing, and I think something which is going to be of great value to many of our members. Also, we're working on some After Dark programs, as well as a interesting thing on internet access, which I think that you're going to find very interesting. That and a whole lot more is coming up. Meanwhile, let's flip over to side two of this tape, as I'm going to be the guest on the Market Scope with some loggings and some radio reception from Almont, Michigan. Try to find out where that is. We'll see you on side two of this tape with more of the DX Audio Service. Meanwhile, an LS jingle to go out on.
Season's greetings.